For this week's Podcast on English.com business podcast, we're talking about a restaurant. A restaurant that became the top-rated restaurant in London.
Except that the restaurant was a fake. It didn't exist.
Yes. So we ask who did it, why he did it, and how.
Well, let's start with who, Richard. It was a journalist, OK?
By the name of Ubar Butler.
And what's interesting was that his original job included writing fake reviews for TripAdvisor restaurants. Even though he never went to them, right? And he saw that these fake reviews actually helped the restaurants to become very popular. The reviews were always positive.
Yes, obviously the restaurants themselves paid for him to write the reviews.
Of course. Which leads on to why he had his idea.
Yes. He wondered whether it was possible for not only to have fake reviews, but actually have a fake restaurant. Would it be possible to become the best restaurant in London?
Yeah. Now, this became a challenge for him, didn't it, Richard? And we're talking about April 2017. So how did he go about it, Richard?
Well, the first thing is he decided to use his real shed in the garden. That was the restaurant.
Yeah, and he called it The Shed.
And for £10, he was actually able to get it verified as a real place.
Because it wasn't real, he didn't want to give his real address. So he made it appointment only. And then, so he did that. Then he designed a website and he created a concept. What was that?
He named all his dishes after moods. So he had a happy, love, comfort now, his dishes.
So comfort for me would be something like shepherd's pie.
Yes. And he also took some photos of the dishes.
Yeah, those arty, soft focus, close-up photos of food that is very popular nowadays.
But they were all fake as well.
Yeah, he didn't even use real ingredients, right? He used shaving cream instead of cream.
Shaving cream, yes. And paint. He painted his things to look attractive.
Yeah. So he had a name, had a logo and lots of great photos. So then he submits his restaurant to TripAdvisor and...
Well, it's approved and then it's put on their site for everyone to see.
He started out ranked at number 18,149. But by the end of August, he was at number 156. And by the winter, he's number 30. How did he do that, Richard?
Well, obviously, he has a history of writing fake reviews.
Yes.
He had lots of contacts. He got all his friends to write really great reviews for his non-existent restaurant. And that soon got him shooting up the charts.
It was all about the reviews. All the reviews were fantastic. And it made all the difference.
And of course, he couldn't have any bad reviews because no real people went to the restaurant at all.
Exactly. And then on the 1st of November, the same year, just 6 months after listing The Shed online, he gets an email from TripAdvisor. He's worried, isn't he?
Yes. He thinks they've rumbled him.
Yeah.
But in actual fact, it's to tell him that he's London's top rated restaurant.
A restaurant that doesn't exist, he's told, is currently the highest ranked in one of the world's biggest cities on perhaps the internet's most trusted review site. Number one, Richard. I mean, that is just incredible. Now, he stayed there for 2 weeks, but of course, now that the page has been deleted, everybody realises it was a fake.
But he said it was a fake, didn't he?
Yeah,
he wasn't actually found out by anybody.
No. He wanted to show that this was possible, right? And I suppose it's sad, really, because it just shows how easily fooled people are.
How fake everything is. But in actual fact, in his own words, he's much more positive. He says, if he can transform his garden into London's best restaurant, then literally anything is possible in the business world.